So another issue with the biomarker-driven algorithm that we are looking at here is the issue of disease progression on a first-generation TKI and the issue of T790 testing. And of course, it's no surprise that T790 testing in general is absolutely standard, no question about it. Whether it actually happens in practice, I think, is another question, but certainly it's happening with investigators. But we actually saw a little bit of a refinement on just the T790 question, which is how you do it. And what we actually saw in the survey is that at this point, pretty much all the investigators are doing plasma testing on progression. And if it's negative, they're going to get tissue. The only difference we saw is, interestingly, there's some docs who do both right from the beginning. So they go after the tissue and they send off the plasma. Others send the plasma and then they wait if it's negative. I just thought it was kind of interesting. There are people who do it simultaneously. First of all, any question about this issue of it's standard? And there's really, you should start out with at least plasma. And the issue, do you wait or just go ahead and do both together?
So I think you're absolutely right that EGFR T790M testing is absolutely the standard for patients who have EGFR mutant lung cancer and have progressed on erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib. This is one of the great advances in understanding how we treat lung cancer. And if we don't look for T790M, docs are making a big mistake. So I think definitely looking is key. Now, how we look is, as you said, it's a new era. We, for the longest time, have biopsied patients looking for this T790M, trying to understand mechanisms. And now we have a drug that we can target T790M with, and it's very exciting. But we have this new technology that we can identify T790M in plasma. And of course, that's great because then you can avoid the process of biopsy. And biopsy followed by DNA extraction followed by sequencing takes a while. And if you compare that to just doing plasma DNA where you can get DNA out faster, it's actually a much faster process. So I think we have these two competing platforms. Our sense is that the specificity of both is near perfect, so that if we identify a T790M in plasma, or if we identify T790M in tissue, we should take it and treat the patient based on that. Now, it's harder when you have a negative result from plasma. The question is, do you believe a negative result is reflective of the tumor? And I think what we're beginning to learn about testing for plasma DNA is that some tumors shed DNA into plasma, some don't. We think we might have some hints that pleural-based disease doesn't shed so much DNA, bone disease maybe more, but we don't have solid answers for that. And so we can't take a negative plasma DNA result and stop there. I think that from a practical perspective, we can test plasma and then test tissue, or we can start the process for both of those at the same time and just see which one comes out positive first. I think to some extent it depends on the patient sitting in front of you. Are you looking solely at scan-based progression that you could even watch for a little while longer? For that patient, I'll definitely order a T790M, and if we don't get the result of a T790M positive and change to osimertinib, if we don't get that, then we'll just continue to follow them on erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib. And I think that that's sort of the approach that I take. Now, I do typically try to start the process for both plasma testing and biopsy at the same time. That said, I'm watching for the plasma results, and typically in my institution, the plasma results are back before the patient has gone for the biopsy. And so it's sort of the best of both worlds.